Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back to the really big shoe here, ladies and germs. We're going on with the final hour of the show, and I'm live again. I was repeat last week doing a rerun, and I'm not sure about next week. It's a bit of a tricky one, but I try to stay live almost all of the time. And you can also listen on the archives, live or on the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. And as noted earlier, RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, sells generic business cards where you fill in the info you want at only $8 per 100. That includes shipping, and they throw in some free bumper stickers. Call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719 between Monday and Friday, 9 to 6 Central. And ask about this great deal, $8 per 100 on generic business cards. In just a couple moments, we're going to bring on Kayla Daniel. She's going to talk about the fallacies and untruths about soy, something we've been told is the key to great nutrition, a miracle food, whatever, the key to saving the world and feeding the world. Many things have been said about it or implied about it. We'll be talking about that and an upcoming conference during which she'll take part. And I'll just sort of summarize what I was saying earlier. I want to thank Richard Mack again for being on the show short notice. I didn't quite see that one coming, but I'm glad it did. He really built on what I said earlier about trade and banking being sort of the twin towers of tyranny working against us. I think banking really first and then trade. And one of the solutions, besides printing our own money again and not buying it from the Federal Reserve Corporation, is, of course, to empower and encourage the county sheriff to be our first and most trusted law enforcement officer. He as the guest Mr. Mack mentioned, is the only elected police officer that we have, and he's supposed to be really your main ally in resisting federal tyranny or any kind of unfairness or injustice. And so that's something very important to keep in mind. As he mentioned, it's sheriffmack.com to get his 50-page booklet at $9 that you can give to your sheriff and read a copy for yourself and really empower your sheriff as we also look at issues like trade and banking as the keys really to understanding why we're really in this economic bind. And it's not really because of all these miscellaneous things like the Dow and the stock market dropping and things like that, which are really, really side issues. They're more the effects than they are the causes. Now, I want to acknowledge now, though, our guest, Kayla. Are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Great. I'm glad you're on board here. We got just a couple minutes before the break, but I just wanted to summarize with some of those comments. Summarize what you're going to talk about today. What is the main message you want to make, and then we'll get into it after the next break.
Yeah, soy is not a health food. It's not a miracle food. It does not prevent disease. It's not green for the environment, and it has not even been proven safe.
Interesting. And all these years, we've been consuming it every which way. And, of course, there's the biodiesel angle we'll talk about where it's not actually directly consumed by human beings. But how long ago did you start learning about this? Are you a nutritionist exactly? Or
I have a PhD in nutrition, and I'm a certified clinical nutritionist. And I became interested in this subject about 15 years ago when I started reading all those headlines about soy being a miracle food.
I see. And so that piqued your interest to look into the truth or untruth of that statement, huh?
Yes, because I was reading how soy was a miracle food that would cure everything from cancer to ingrown toenails, but I was seeing a whole lot of sick vegetarians and sick health-conscious people who were eating a lot of soy.
Hold that thought. We got messages coming up, and we'll get into that in a lot of depth Stay tuned here on RBN. We'll be right back with Kayla Daniel for the rest of this hour.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Okay, coming back on the air here, we're with Kayla Daniel, who is a nutritionist and an expert on the fallacies of soy. She's got a website, thewholesoystory.com. That's Dr. Kayla Daniel, to be exact. And she'll be among many good speakers and presenters March 13 through 16 in Irvine, California, which is sort of the south end of Los Angeles, the 2009 Health and Freedom Conference that the Freedom Law School is spearheading. You can call 760-868-4271. Again, that's 760-868-4271, or go to freedomlawconference.org. That's freedomlawconference.org to look it up. You can still attend. It's at a great hotel, the Atrium, in a very nice town. I've been there a couple of years ago where I spoke on the media. And Kayla's going to be among them there. And you were saying, Dr. Daniel or Kayla, which do you prefer to be called? Or
Either's fine.
Okay. You were saying before the break something kind of interesting, that you would you'd see these vegetarians who are supposed to be so healthy, and that was not the case. And was that something you said that sort of tipped you off to what was going on with soy?
Well, it certainly aroused my curiosity, because if soy was as good as it's been touted as being, I would be seeing all these healthy people, and that wasn't what I was seeing. So I started to investigate, and I discovered to my total amazement that there were 60, 70, 80 years worth of studies indicating the hazards of soy.
60 or 70 or 80 years?
Yes, yeah, some of them go back quite a ways.
My goodness, now that's a long time.
It is, and just because a study's old doesn't mean it's not valid.
Oh, so true.
Absolutely, and the older scientists, they were working without being funded by the industry, so a lot of that early research is actually really good research done with integrity.
Mm. Yes, now what did some of that research, be it older or newer, say? What's sort of the main points, the most significant drawbacks of soy compared to all these benefits that we're told it has?
Well, there's actually a whole lot of risks, and the studies link soy to malnutrition, digestive problems, thyroid dysfunction, cognitive decline, reproductive disorders, immune system breakdown, even heart disease and cancer.
Mm. And unibrow and your car won't start either, right? That don't sound too good. How conclusive is all that? I mean, if I go eat a soy burger or something, I mean, obviously I'm probably not going to just keel over onto the ground or turn into a werewolf, but is it pretty consistent that these, in other words, is there proof that these warnings actually come true, that there's these damages?
There's very good evidence of the risk. Now, risk is not the same as certainty, and we're all different and we all react in different ways. But there's definitely a risk, and the overall picture is possible benefits are far outweighed by proven risks.
Okay, what are some of the, first of all, possible benefits? Stressing the word possible.
Well, when I'm saying possible, I'm talking about what's been marketed by the soy industry as the benefits from drinking soy milk and eating soy foods and so forth.
And some of those benefits are purported to be?
Well, they're very big on saying that soy will help with menopause, for example.
Okay.
And the fact is the research is inconsistent and contradictory at best, and there's very real risks to menopausal women, and that would include risk to the thyroid. And the studies on thyroid damage, they're quite consistent. They go back many, many years. And midlife women are already at risk for thyroid damage, particularly hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
And so soy is not in order for midlife women, and certainly not to possibly help with hot flashes.
Hmm. What are some of the other purported benefits?
We do have an FDA-approved soy prevents heart disease health claim. That was approved by the FDA in 1999, and it indicates that soy will lower cholesterol and prevent heart disease. And we have petitioned the FDA at this point to retract that soy heart health claim based on inconsistent and contradictory evidence having to do with cholesterol.
Very interesting.
As well as evidence that soy can raise homocysteine levels, and that's a very real risk factor for heart disease, and
yes.
Soy has also been linked to cardiomyopathy and heart arrhythmias.
That's rather mind-blowing in a way. I mean, in other words, the FDA even went so far as to certify that soy is good for the heart or helps lower the risk of heart disease, and we all well know that anything that the FDA doesn't approve, no matter how good it actually works, they label as a, subversive, contraband, illegal substance. And if you say one thing that implies that a nutritional supplement actually has a direct benefit, and if you make it sound too specific, then you can get in trouble because only drugs can do that, and this is not a drug. But yet they go so far as to say soy is, that beneficial. Is there much hope of getting them to retract that? Is that a long, dark road ahead, or has there been some progress? Or
I think we do have a good hope that we can get that retraction. And one of the reasons is that the American Heart Association even came out and said soy does not prevent heart disease, does not lower cholesterol. It's just a food, and that there should not be any claims about it being a health food.
Okay, it is just a food. So it will depend a little on the individual is what I'm hearing. But those are the purported benefits, but the actual results, although it might vary from individual to individual, and maybe some people might not have that bad of effects, maybe they won't feel differently at all, but by and large, you're saying that the ill effects include what?
The ill effects, there's many possible ill effects. One thing I should mention right now is that soy is now regarded as one of the top 8 allergens.
Oh.
So more and more people are actually having allergic reactions to soy. And the FDA even requires a label. If something's got a soy ingredient, the label has to say soy is in it, and it can't be hiding under some name like hydrolyzed plant protein or textured vegetable protein or lecithin. If it's soy, it has to come right out and say soy.
And that was one of my questions coming up. Are there soy products where people either soy is mentioned but not emphasized, or it's under another name, or is that regulation pretty much across the board? If there's any soy, it must say soy. Is that right?
It must say soy. Now, there are mistakes made, of course, and there's issues of cross-contamination and so forth, which makes it a nightmare for people who are seriously allergic. But there's still many products where people don't think to look and read the label, because if you're buying a can of tuna fish, do you think you need to look for soy? And in fact, yes, you do, because if you're buying something like Bumblebee canned tuna, there's soy protein in it.
Very interesting. Yeah, there's so many things lurking out there that most people feel to be harmful, fluoride in municipal water and high fructose corn syrup, which is in almost everything. But soy has to be specifically labeled. Now, does soy pop up in other foods besides tuna where you wouldn't expect it? I think that's an important little twist here.
Well, at this point, I think we need to expect it in just about everything.
Oh.
It's in baked goods. It's in, raviolis and pasta sauces. It's in many burgers. I mean, you name it, there's probably soy in it. And if you go to a fast food restaurant, there's soy in the burger, soy in the bun, soy in the shake, soy in probably everything but the soda.
And fast food restaurants are not a place, unlike a grocery store, where you're going to bother reading a label. You're going to go in and order a sandwich, and you're just going to eat it.
Yeah, it can be a challenge to actually get the ingredient list. If you go on the fast food restaurant websites, you have to do quite a lot of fishing around before you can find your way to that information.
Now, it sounds to me like it's becoming ubiquitous, where it's just sort of everywhere, both expected and unexpected, kind of like, well, lack of a better example, high fructose corn syrup is in virtually every drink of any significance. And, as you say, there's allergic considerations. In other words, how much of an issue is this for just the average person? I mean, might the unknown consumption of soy and fast food and all that explain some of their unexplainable symptoms they may be having, like allergic reactions that they don't know the source of, or other problems they don't know what's causing it?
If people are eating a lot of processed, packaged, and fast foods, soy is probably one of many potential health problems. There's just so many dangers with those packaged foods. As you mentioned, the high fructose corn syrup, I mean, the things that have aspartame, the things that have fluoride, anything made with municipal water is going to have fluoride, aluminum residues, MSG. Soy is just one of many problems in those foods.
So where soy is labeled, people can at least have a way to avoid it. But as you noted, it could be in bumblebee tuna and unexpected places, but you got to read the label. But where it's not necessarily labeled, like fast food, is where you get into trouble.
Yes, I get so many letters, though, from people who are trying to avoid soy, and they're telling me they're spending hours at the supermarket or hours at the health food store reading labels, and they're leaving the store with almost nothing, and they're frustrated, and they're angry, and it goes on. And what I advise them is that if it has a label, don't buy it. Let's buy real food, whole food.
Hold that note. We got a message here. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Kayla Daniel after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson.
And welcome back to the show. We're going into a short segment here before the messages at the bottom of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Kayla Daniel, who will be among the speakers at the 2009 Health and Freedom Conference, March 13 through 16 in Irvine, California. You're going to want to be there to learn about political issues, monetary issues, Vicky Karp about how our elections are stolen with electronic voting machines, and our guest today, Kayla Daniel, a health expert, and she talks a lot about the dangers and fallacies of soy, long thought to be a great health food and health additive. And that conference, again, March 13 through 16 in Irvine, call 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271, or go to freedomlawconference.org. You can get a pretty good registration fee to attend this conference, and it really helps the conference grow and go on and be held year after year. Now, you were saying, Kayla, before the break, some matters about soy. Go ahead and continue your train of thought there, and we do have messages in just a moment, and then we'll have a longer segment after that.
Okay. Well, I do advise people to look for real food, whole food, and slow food, and that's the food like our ancestors ate, where you're preparing it yourself, where you're buying from local farmers. Because whenever you're talking about packaged, processed, or fast foods, you're talking about a whole lot of suspicious ingredients, and soy is just one of them.
Yeah, I mean, so you really have to kind of throw it all out. To avoid the soy, you have to avoid the rest, and to do that, you have to eat healthier. People, I guess in a way, people have to start looking at mealtime as something more of a special thing, where they sit down and eat as a family whenever possible in this breakneck world. But to enjoy the preparation, to get into the whole, culture, if you will, of preparing healthy food and cooking it and taking the time to do it. And kind of a lifestyle change, isn't it, really?
Well, it is, and it doesn't necessarily take more time. It's a matter of different habits, of planning ahead. And when you do eat like this, you are going to be healthier, you're going to have better energy, you're going to have more family time. There's a whole lot of pluses.
Yeah, interesting. And soy must have its defenders. Are they sounding the alarms now? Do they have the hull of their boat? Is it taking on water? Have they hit an iceberg? I mean, are they worried here? Is soy losing its luster? Or I haven't researched it, quite honestly.
Well, they are worried, and in some of their industry publications, they have noted that sales have been slowing.
Mm-hmm.
They were having six-digit growth for quite a while when soy was in its heyday. After that FDA-approved soy prevents heart disease health claim, soy sales went way up for a while. But more and more reports have come out linking soy to thyroid problems and infertility, loss of libido, many issues, and that has given soy a bad name. And they have even indicated that the detractors are cutting back on soy sales.
Interesting. Now, soy, we only have a couple minutes before the bottom of the hour. Soy is still grown. Soybeans are still grown extensively in the United States, correct?
That's right.
What are the main states they're grown in?
All over, but we think of the Midwest states like Illinois, they would be big.
Yeah, that is massive in terms of farmland. So I'm tempted to say maybe the future of soy is in biodiesel fuel, where it's not directly consumed by human beings, and then maybe in some applications for animal feed. Isn't it used a little bit for livestock feed?
It is used quite a bit for livestock feed, and in fact, many of the studies showing the dangers of soy were actually done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture over a period of several decades, and they were trying to find ways to make soy protein really healthy as part of animal feed.
Oh.
And they were finding a lot of problems, and the reason they were doing that was because of the vegetable oil industry was using soy oil. So they were taking the soy oil out of that soybean, and they had a lot of soy protein left over. And the question is, what do you do with it? And in fact, it would make a very good fertilizer, but the chemical fertilizer companies have that market cornered. So the idea was to feed the soy protein to animals, but unfortunately you can only feed the animals so much of that before they develop birth defects and have other health problems and die even before they want them to die.
Let me stop you there. You mean you extract the oil and you use the oil for whatever it may be used for, and you have the protein left? Am I following you?
That's right.
Okay, so if we used a lot of soy oil for biodiesel fuel, we still have all that protein.
That's right.
Okay, just to make sure I got that.
And the soy oil is already being extensively used for margarine shortening, things like Wesson oil. Most things that are called vegetable oil are soy oil, primarily or completely.
So that confirms my ethic or my preference. I always eat butter. I'd never eat margarine. And that's just
choice.
Even more reason. But anyway, we have messages coming here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back with Kayla Daniel, Dr. Kayla Daniel, on more about the truth about soy. Stay tuned. We'll return.
The war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson.
Now we return to the show here. We're continuing our discussion with Dr. Kayla Daniel, who will be at the upcoming Health and Freedom Conference 2009, March 13th through 16th, Irvine, California. Check it out. You can be there or be square. 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. Or go to freedomlawconference.org. Check in about registration fees and special room rates and things like that. It's a really great conference covering a real myriad of issues. And I'll mention, too, because this is an issue that I, as a reporter with American Free Press, continue to keep an eye on, and that is the meetings of both the Advisory Committee on Gulf War Veterans and the Research Advisory Committee on Gulf War Veterans Illnesses. I'll be covering the Research Advisory Committee's meeting this coming Monday, Tuesday, February 23, 24 in Dallas, and there'll be news in American Free Press on that. We keep an eye on depleted uranium and its use in the military and its effects on soldiers and their offspring and on civilians, among other issues, and the treatments for the vets and how slow sometimes the government it is to help these vets. Whatever we may think of our interventionist foreign policy, it's important that we take care of our own. And that research committee also meets June 29 and 30, a little later this year in Boston, Massachusetts, and November 2 and 3, 2009 in Washington, D.C. The other committee, the Advisory Committee on Gulf War Vets, which is more established for dealing with the benefits and services right here, right now for vets, not so much long-term research. This committee meets March 18 and 19 here in Texas, in Waco, Texas, and April 7 through 9 in Washington, D.C. That's March 18 through 19 in Waco and April 7 through 9 in Washington. And you can get a hold of me, Mark Anderson, at my email, truthhound2@yahoo.com. That's T-R-U-T-H-H-O-U-N-D, the numeral 2, at yahoo.com. Two H's, no spaces, truthhound2@yahoo.com. To inquire about these advisory committee and research committee meetings for our veterans or other issues covered in this and other shows or in the pages of American Free Press, you can check that out at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS. Now, we got a longer segment now, Dr. Daniel, and I'll take you up until the next messages, and then I'll probably sign off there, and I'll have the final word to summarize some other matters. And so we've got about 15 minutes or a little more. What are some of the other issues that we haven't covered yet here on soy?
Some of the biggest issues have to do with reproduction and infertility. And that's one of the main reasons that the Israeli Health Ministry has warned against soy consumption because of adverse effects on male fertility. And we recently had a study coming out of Harvard School of Public Health that indicated that the men in infertile couples who had just two servings of soy a week or a half serving a day, had 41 million sperm per milliliter fewer than men who did not eat the soy. So that's pretty dramatic and definitely a factor in infertility.
And that was a fairly controlled research or study?
It was a surprise to the researchers because they had not expected that when they were surveying the food habits of the infertile couples. That was something that did show up, and it was definitely showing up as a factor, a risk factor.
And they weren't even eating that much soy, you're saying?
Not that much, a half serving a day. It's not like they were people who were eating soy for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks like some health-conscious people are.
You know, there are the cynical among us, and, you know, I don't know where the line between conspiracy ends and just incompetence takes over or unintended consequences, different things. But, you know, I was having a conversation with my mom once, and I told her that I never drink soda pop. And my joke is I don't drink Coke unless there's rum in it. But that, you know, there's the Jim Jones story. There's the Kool-Aid. Everybody says kind of jokingly these days, don't drink the Kool-Aid, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Sometimes you do wonder if some of these foods, you know, the way aspartame was brought to market, the story behind aspartame, and the way these things came about, you do wonder if there isn't almost a sort of chemical warfare going on here, if not in some diabolical sense, at least in the sense that people will make profits whether something's actually good for you or not. You know, you wonder about fluoride, that whole story, and all that. The fluoride is basically waste, and rather than dumping it because it's very dangerous or expensive to dump, instead, it's put into our water supplies and sort of dumped through the human system. You know, we drink it, we cook with it, we bathe in it, and then it goes back down through the drains. You know, is soy a story of just putting profits first, in your opinion?
That's what we've got the solid research on. We know that it's all about marketing. We have evidence that some very shrewd marketing minds got together to figure out how they could sell soy protein to the American public. And the problem was that the American public did not want to eat soy protein because it had a terrible image. Soybeans had a terrible image, and they were seen as poverty food or hippie food or not desirable.
Some, I think, even thought of it as animal food, right?
Absolutely. You didn't want to eat soy unless you were so broke you couldn't afford anything else or unless you were a hippie. And so it did not have a good image, and it was absolutely brilliant to come up with the idea of turning it into a health food, and that way it became an upscale food that the rich would buy and pay well for, and that made it desirable to the lower classes and middle class as well.
Yeah, every tofu eater I've known looks sickly or looks like they need to eat a hamburger. You wonder about this stuff, these incredible marketing ploys. It really shows you how malleable the human mind is and how powerful advertising and psychological techniques are against what some people call the bovine American populace. It's unfortunate but true. In other words, soy was sort of rescued from oblivion. Where would the soy protein go? Okay, the oil is extracted for whatever we use it for, and there's the protein. Where would it go if we didn't eat it and we didn't give it to animals? What would happen?
Well, it does make a good fertilizer, but it's not typically used that way, and it's too bad because it does make a good fertilizer.
Nevertheless, that is a, if they can turn it into a health food, they could turn it into the next greatest fertilizer too, right, with a little more marketing.
Right, they could do that. But they have turned it into a health food, and it's being very heavily marketed, as you know, with advertising, with they have conferences where they get scientists to come together to report the latest good news about soy, and that's heavily publicized. And so it goes, and we don't hear as much about the bad news with soy. For example, the Israeli Health Ministry, the French Food Agency, and the German Institute of Risk Assessment, they've all warned their citizens about excess soy consumption.
Yet here in the U.S. of A., we have an FDA telling you that it actually could help lower the risk of heart disease.
That's right, you know, and we are hoping to retract that.
It's always a different story here in the States. There's always this sort of institutionalized propaganda in some way, shape, or form. And then you go overseas, you can get different treatments you can't get here, you can get medicines you can't get here, and then you get different information that you rarely hear stateside, where you're actually getting rational warnings or at least a balanced view on, you know, well, you're told this is good for you, eat it at your own risk, but we're telling you there's some risk is what is basically how you'd sum up the European view.
Yeah, the biggest risk is to babies.
Oh.
And babies on soy infant formula are a high-risk group, and that's because of the baby's small size, because the formula is about all they're eating, because they're at key developmental stages. So those babies are at risk.
Amazing. Now, so soy, the literature goes back about 60, 80 years, citing some of the dangers. The soy protein could be used for fertilizer, but the fertilizer market was sort of cornered, and it was kind of shut out of that. So the soy protein instead is fed to animals and primarily humans. It used to be thought of as sort of a last-ditch food or desperation meal, but now it's been turned into this health food, even for the hoity-toity.
It is very much fed to the animals, but the amounts are limited. Like with poultry, it might be 25% of the feed and so forth. So there's only so much they can feed to animals.
Before it has very deleterious effects.
Right.
Now, isn't it very heavy in Oriental food, too?
No, that's actually a myth that has been propagated by the soy industry, the myth that Asians eat lots of soy. And the truth is that soy is a condiment in the Asian diet and not as a staple food.
Interesting.
And also, we do need to consider that Asia is a huge continent with many different people, many dietary customs and different lifestyles. But wherever we go in Asia, that is how soy traditionally has been eaten, small quantities.
Right, not something that's just sort of a built-in ingredient.
Right, and traditionally it would never have been things like veggie burgers and energy bars and even for that matter soy milk. Now soy milk might seem to be a basic product, but the first historical reference to soy milk is 1866, and soy milk was popularized by Seventh-day Adventist missionaries from America.
I'm not surprised. When you go to Seventh-day Adventist places such as Andrews University up in Michigan, the store, Apple Valley, is loaded with soy stuff. That's not to say it's a bad store. They have lots of other things. But, yeah, that's Seventh-day Adventist there, and soy is very, very evident.
Mm-hmm. And soy infant formula, people have the idea that it was probably used in Asia for many, many centuries, but the fact is it was invented by a Baltimore pediatrician in 1909.
Hmm. Well, these things have deep roots that go back a ways that a lot of people don't realize. Well, you'll be talking about this. Thewholesoystory.com is the website. Again, that's thewholesoystory.com to learn more about Dr. Kayla Daniels' research into the dangers of soy products and find out why and how to avoid them. She'll be among many speakers at this March 13 through 16 Irvine, California Conference, the 2009 Health and Freedom Conference. I'm plugging it again shamelessly here, 760-868-4271. That's 760-868-4271. A little ways to go here on this February 21 broadcast. It's a little less than a month away. You can still sign up to attend, hear the speakers, buy great books, and, of course, read American Free Press, the national news weekly for which I write. And that's AmericanFreePress.net or 888-699-NEWS. We got just a couple more minutes. Any summarizing thoughts here?
I would say that the most important message is that possible benefits of soy are far outweighed by proven risks, and that many foreign governments have warned about soy foods, and we should exercise caution. They're not a miracle food. They do not prevent disease, and they have not even been proven safe.
Interesting. In other words, swim at your own risk at the very least. You know, if people are going to take soy, at least they can say they weren't. They can't say they weren't warned. That's what I'm trying to get at here.
I'm doing my best to warn people.
Now, do you have books, pamphlets, studies, articles on this?
I have a book, The Whole Soy Story, and that's available in bookstores and from my website, wholesoystory.com. And I also have a CD about how to recover from soy, and that came about because so many people who had been harmed by soy wanted to know what they should do next, because it's often more complicated than just cutting soy out of your diet.
And when you say these people were harmed by soy, that was actually ascertained or established that the soy was the culprit, that was the causative factor?
They think soy was the culprit. Because hardly anyone eats only soy, it's hard to prove it completely. But in many cases, we have somebody who, say, was quite healthy, and they decided they wanted to get really healthy. They started to drink soy milk, eat energy bars and veggie burgers, and then within a couple months, they had thyroid problems and other problems developing. And so they were able to fairly conclusively establish cause and effect.
You know, I do know of a lot of people, I think a lot of us do, where we know friends, relatives, acquaintances who all have these ailments, constant coughing and sneezing, allergic sort of things. My sister-in-law has thyroid problems. People that aren't really outright deathly ill, they're not so sick where they can't work, but they always seem to have something wrong.
We have a whole country full of half healthy people.
Yeah. And, I mean, there could be many things, you know, the fluoride in the water, the high fructose corn syrup, the fact that people work too much or they work too hard trying to work, and they are on the treadmill and they don't get enough sleep. You know, there's such a feverish pitch to society. It's so helter-skelter anymore. But, yeah, for whatever may be causing it, there's just this constant, almost well but not quite kind of thing going on. And, you know, you have to wonder about it, certainly.
And it's never just soy. I mean, and all these processed, packaged, and fast foods, the more we get away from what Mother Nature provided for us and go into what Father Technology is manufacturing and marketing, the more trouble we're getting into health-wise.
Yeah, I've also discussed raw milk in the news pages of American Free Press, and I've had that unpasteurized raw milk fresh at a dairy, which is pretty amazing stuff. I'm not saying you agree or disagree with what I just said, but it's one of the issues I've explored. And, of course, the Western Price Foundation has some interesting things.
Yes, I'm very involved in the fight to make raw milk legal in all 50 states. And I'm on the board of directors of a group called the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Oh, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, uh-huh.
And we're fighting for the rights of farmers to sell directly to the public and for people to be able to buy directly from farmers without all sorts of burdensome regulations and laws.
Yeah, and that wouldn't include just raw milk, but other things, where we would see a lot more large farmers markets and a lot more sources for healthier eating and healthier cooking.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you, Kayla, for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I've got to get these messages and leave some parting words here. So we'll see you over in California next month.
Terrific. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your information.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for my final word after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back. I'm going to offer my summarizing comments on today's show, primarily on trade and banking, and maybe a couple more announcements. But the final word is this for today, ladies and gentlemen. We can take heart, I believe, based on what I said early in the show, at the beginning of the 2 hours, that a lot of people are really beginning to wake up in this nation as the dominant media implode, as their newspapers downscale and close, and as their influence wanes, and as their grip on the American psyche gets looser, and as people at the same time are waking up to some of the realities wrought by this so-called financial meltdown that we're seeing, and the stimulus package that we're about to receive up the you-know-what. As all this happens, there's a lot to be thankful and optimistic about. The Michiana community currency, as I mentioned, is another local currency taking root. People may not always understand the Federal Reserve System and what's going on, but they do understand instinctively that currency is a major part of the problem and that there has to be some other way, some way to get local control, the people involved, the people knowledgeable about money, what it is, what it's about, the nature of it, and how local economics works. And this is promising. If you plug that attitude to develop local currencies into the larger knowledge of the Federal Reserve, the way the Fed sells money to our government at interest, full face value plus interest, then take some of the money back through the IRS in the form of taxes, leaving even less money in circulation, so the interest being charged on all the national debt, so the money doesn't even exist to pay that interest. So we have the big picture with the Fed and the banking system and those sorts of things. And on the grassroots level, we have people waking up, developing local currencies, trying to get by with less reliance on Federal Reserve notes. This is very promising. And as I say, the mainstream media is starting to lose its grip a bit. They're losing their traction. They're closing newspapers. They're downsizing what's left. And this void can be filled by RBN and American Free Press and other bold, independent voices out there, many good ones, that can fill that void, can sort of take over where the dominant media is failing. And isn't that so true? If all the newspapers that are printed every day all across this country, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, if all these papers printed day in, day out, we're really doing their job, we wouldn't be in this mess. So the fact that we're in this mess proves they're not doing their job. We know instinctively and really concretely that they don't really tell it like it is. They don't really spell it out to where the average person can understand what's going on, the cause and effect, the reasons for the economy unraveling. And, of course, the media defines the economy all in Wall Street terms. If the Dow is up, the economy is said to be good. If the Dow is down, the economy is said to be bad. It's like they hypnotize us, like a hypnotist waving the Dow Jones Industrial Index in front of our faces, telling us that that's the alpha and the omega of the economy, as opposed to the skills and creativity and knowledge and natural resources that we have, our God-given thing. But keep this in mind. There's lots to be thankful for. Tune in to this show every Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, when worlds collide here on RBN. I want to thank you for listening, and thanks to my guests, Richard Mack and Kayla Daniel, and Gus Stelzer, God bless him, for writing these great articles on trade that I quoted earlier to expose the fallacies of free trade. Hats off to him. We'll see you next time here on RBN. With recent